Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at Action247.com.
Morant beats Markkanen down the floor and jams with two hands. Steven Adams volleyball spiked the tap, and Morant went running. Morant just took off, gets the dunk. And Ja Morant with eight. What a play by Adam.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Oh, it's a great day for Wing Guru. They, of course, are the official hot wing of Memphis Tiger Athletics. Get it on DoorDash. Get it on Uber Eats. 21 different flavors, all exotic flavors. What's my favorite? The garlic sriracha. Nothing like it, man. You know, this is not just your run-of-the-mill, typical, okay, we're going to fry some chicken, we're going to drop it in the grease, and we're going to serve it, and it's going to be... No. This is exquisite. This requires an exquisite taste. Again, 21 flavors. You're going to have your pick. Honey Suicide, garlic sriracha, lemon pepper, most recently Triple J sauce. Get over to Wing Guru locations all throughout Memphis for the best wings, most premium wings in Memphis.
Yeah, there's no artistry in just dropping the chicken down into the grease, as John was speaking of. And we know that Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, is an artist. He is a chicken artist, basically. John mentioned the 21 flavors. Billy's been a mad scientist with those. They're all fantastic, by the way. Try the Triple J, inspired by Jaren Jackson Jr. And Calvin Austin now, like John mentioned. They're partners with Memphis Athletics. You see Calvin Austin telling you, go out and get your Wing Guru. So listen up. When Jaren's telling you and Calvin Austin's telling you, why are you going anywhere else to get your wings? 5699 Mount Moriah. They're also in Collierville, Millington, Bartlett as well, and opening soon in Silo Square in South Haven. Try those bone-in thighs, too. You can thank me later. It's the Wing Guru. Look for their dry rubs and season and Guru Gold Sauce at Kroger and at Super Low.
Brevin is going to join us at 125. We'll talk about Ja's performance last night. The Grizzlies getting off on the right foot this season. We'll do that at 125. But you were telling me that are there more watch lists out there that we need to keep everybody apprised of?
Yeah, DeAndre is the latest Tiger to make a watch list. DeAndre Williams, who is... back at Memphis as an AAC second team preseason, right? DeAndre made the second team with Imani Bates, not first team, is going to be on the or is on the Karl Malone Power Forward of the Year award watch list. Nice honor for DeAndre going into the season. Now he's going up against some guys who are clearly going to be thought of and probably will stay ahead of him, including Drew Timmy, the Gonzaga forward who won it last year, by the way, and is back at Gonzaga. Also on this list, Paolo Banchero, who's going to be, a top two pick in the draft as well. But a nice honor for DeAndre Williams going into a season that's about to, you know, at least unofficially kick off here on Sunday when the Tigers take on Lemoyne Owen over at FedEx Forum to start a two-game preseason slate. They'll also see I got Lemoyne Owen and Lane before the season opener. So we'll get to see DeAndre Williams and the team in getting close to real action coming up on Sunday. But a nice honor for DeAndre going into the year on the Karl Malone award list.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously probably not going to win that, but you know, I think it just speaks to the quality, right? The quality of player that DeAndre Williams has become at the University of Memphis, and
you know, Memphis had to beat out. People don't remember this. Kentucky wanted DeAndre Williams. Memphis had to beat out Kentucky for DeAndre Williams. They wanted him. And he has been arguably, look, obviously the freshmen are going to be the reason why if you get to the Elite Eight or the Final Four, they're going to be the reason why you get there. They make your ceiling what it is. But, you know, DeAndre Williams, he sort of set the foundation, laid the foundation for those guys to come in and be that, you know, that missing piece. And I think that's a direct testament to the player that he's become at the University of Memphis. You mentioned it, October 24th, that's Sunday at 4 o'clock. You know, look, I don't know why they have decided to do both of these exhibition games on Sundays. I mean, that's a brutal day. I mean, because it's like in the thick of NFL Sunday, right? Because this is at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Then the next one against Lane is on Sunday as well, at 1 p.m. So you're just like, you're really going up against the NFL here. But, you know, I do know for a fact that there's going to be some national press coming in for this one, the exhibition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that tells you a lot. Can you remember the last time that a national media member came in here to write about Memphis in an exhibition game? Been a long time, I would bet, not counting Gary Parrish.
Right.
Like somebody that came in from out of town. Brendan Quinn from The Athletic is coming in town. He gets here tomorrow morning. And he is coming in town not to cover Lemoyne Owen, right, not to write about Lemoyne Owen.
Obviously.
But as he put it, get his first glimpse of the show that he capitalized, the show, like MLB, the show.
Yeah.
That's what he's coming in to chronicle. Not the first regular season game, the first exhibition.
I think it's proof that Memphis is going to be one of the top three, four stories in college basketball this season.
Absolutely.
Coming down for
don't tell Drew Hill that.
National writer.
But absolutely. And Lemoyne Owen, even like on its own, is interesting because you're going to have a bench that includes Bonzi Wells and Lionel Hollins. Uh-huh. Like, that being said, it should be nothing short of a drubbing. I mean, this is, you know, you don't want to start the season with anything other than, like, you don't want this to be like, oh, man, it's a dogfight. Memphis needs to come out here and just kick ass.
Well, I will say this, that like when we watched Memphis at the Pro Day, it was kind of, and apparently it had happened earlier, but there's a lot of, for the rebounders one as well, but, the, you know, Imani Bates this year, big questions surrounding him, and he's on a watch list too, that Julius Erving Small Forward of the Year award watch list, but Imani Bates had Tyler Harris on him. So it's like, okay, well, you know, yes, Tyler Quick and all that, and that's represents one thing that you could be looking at this season in terms of having a small point guard on you because you're going to play that position. Come on, you're going to see bigger dudes for most of the year. And whether it's Lemoyne picking, you know, or getting into some real basketball, it's time to get some different looks on Imani Bates, some teams that, you know, whether they're kind of, you know, with Lemoyne used to be with, you know, you talk to William Anderson before, Aaron, if you're Josh, hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we could really use some work against. Right, a little man-to-man, a little zone here. That's what you used to do. But in this case, I mean, I just think it's important for Imani to start getting these looks thrown at you. Nobody's going to want to have their lunch handed to them. Everybody that you tell, hey, you're on Imani Bates, is going to want to go out and make a name for themselves. And so I think that will be good initial pressure for him to deal with at a position where, look, ball handling is not his strength. And you're going to be asking him to go out and be a playmaker. So whether it's starting Sunday with Lemoyne Owen team, that yes, you expect to drub, but it'll be the start of a process of Imani Bates starting to see some looks and guys actually coming hard after him.
Right.
You know, you're going against Tyler Harris, your teammate in practice. That's, you know, it's only going to go so hard.
Yep.
Guys are going to really come at you now, and we'll see if he can handle the pressure, because that's the biggest point. That's the biggest question for this team going in.
Yep.
Is him as a playmaker up top. We know it's not just going to be him.
Yep.
By committee, but he represents sort of what you can be. His ceiling, him in that position represents sort of what you can be. I think that's where the ceiling is at its highest.
So you get two tune-ups here. You get this one on Sunday, then you have one on Halloween. That's another, like, it's on Halloween, right? Like 1 p.m. That's just a tough one.
I mean, you're dealing with form and what it's got open. I mean, right. There's all that stuff. No, ideally, you wouldn't want them on Sundays.
Right. And then
whatever.
And then November 9th is when everything kicks off. That's when everything kicks off for the University of Memphis. So that was the news with DeAndre Williams. On to the other basketball team in town, the major, you know, basketball team in town. I think I have to sort of, you know, qualify these things in 2021, right? Just to cover our bases here. But the Grizzlies last night, they handle business. They get the win. They cover the spread. Ja Morant gave you goosebumps. Ja Morant had an unbelievable dunk that, like, how many players of his size can go up and get that, right, with one hand? Not
It was thrown behind him, too.
It's crazy.
He got it from behind
his
head.
I would venture to guess.
He's done it before.
Crazy.
None.
The block, to me, was the one where, you know, Markkanen just can't even believe he got up that. It's above the box. Like, you can see the square box on the backboard. He's above that with how high he jumped. And if you watch that play before it happens, and again, at the end of the half, Pranica's going crazy calling it a skyscraper block, and it properly described as that. If you watch him before the half, it's sort of like Scalabrini was saying about some of these stars. You can see Ja taking long strides to catch up and about to take off, sort of like a cat when he's on the hunt or a plane about to take off. You can see him gearing up to it. And it's almost exciting to watch him do that because you know something big's coming, as it was to see him complete the block above the box. I mean, the dude, he's special. And again, he catches up to that play. Look at the long strides just to catch up, and it had the place's buzz. You get plays like that where the entire NBA is having to turn and watch on a Wednesday night and say, well, this isn't happening anywhere else. That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. He's going to be on so many of these highlight reel these reels that the NBA ain't going to be able to deny him an All-Star spot.
Yep.
He's going to be in everybody's mouth. The you will have just seen his highlights the night before.
Yep. They did. ESPN just showed their top 10 list. You know, top 10 plays. Two of Jaws were in the top 10.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't. You're not. It's undeniable. And so that's what I'm saying. What are the, you know, Westbrook and Chris Paul might get the votes and all that or whatever. But you have got to find a way to somehow get the NBA's got to find a way to get him on that squad. You know, Jaws going after it. So last night again, he's doing stuff that he'll show you something you never seen before. He'll do it every night, just about. And that block was it last night. The dunk was nice. Don't get me wrong. Any Ja Morant dunk with the power he's got, how high he gets, he catches it from behind his head. But look at the block. The block is left-handed. The block is his offhand. And he runs that down. Like, you know, Markkanen and everybody was saying, get back on defense, get back on. Okay, Ja's back there already. He's already loaded up. He's going up there. He's blocking it with his offhand. Like, where do you see this?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know who's not doing that? De'Aaron Fox is not doing that.
Like, no, you're right.
Like, he's gone right past. He's blown past so many guys already.
Well, and even Damian Lillard never did things like that, right? Like, I mean, as great a scorer as he is, like, I think just the two-way ability, like, not the two-way ability so much as just the ability to make plays like that. You know, like, that's the rarity.
Athletically.
Yeah, like, that's the thing that's different.
That's what some of those point guards that are ahead of him in rank don't have, is some of that eye-popping athleticism that makes you watch. To Brad's point, is the reason he's got two of the highlights in the top 10. Like, some of those point guards Luka, you put ahead of him, but Luka's not doing anything where it's dropping your jaw physically. What he's doing is, from a skill standpoint, dropping your jaw.
Yeah.
Like, Ja can do both.
Yes.
Skill, drop your jaw with the skill, drop your jaw with the athleticism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what you saw on display last night.
He has to be part of your All-Star weekend.
I hope so, because last night,
one of the faces of the league.
You know, like, one of those guys that you would be competing for is Chris Paul. And the Suns lose last night, and Chris Paul has 15.
Yeah, that was more about Devin Booker having a weird off night.
I'm just saying, though.
But I feel you.
We were saying yesterday, like, Chris Paul.
I hope guys like Chris Paul, who's been the head of the Players Association and all that, would understand it's this dude's time. Nobody want to see you get up and down and get in the skills challenge again and go throw a couple alleys in the All-Star game. Like, it's time to hand it down to the younger guard.
Pass the torch.
That's what the NBA's always done.
If he does this 2 to 3 times every 2 weeks, where he's on SportsCenter like this, and he does it for half a season, he'll be in the All-Star game.
As long as they're winning at a decent clip.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, even if they're 500 and he's doing this stuff.
And he would be the first Grizzlies guard ever to be in the All-Star game. I mean, the bigs were great, but it's just different when you have a guard in the All-Star game. It just is.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
it's different.
Those are the guys who actually do things in games. You know what I mean? Like, your bigs just kind of...
It's different having Marcus Saul out there tipping center 100%, 100%. Instead of a guard who's this kind of electric.
Let's be honest, it just means more to have a guard in the All-Star game.
No question.
It's a guard's league. I mean, you have certain bigs that impact the game, but they just don't mean what they used to. I don't know what the percentages would be on it, but it feels pretty good. You feel like you're in a really good place after what you saw from him last night. What did you make of Steven Adams? I mean, that kind of was about what you would think he'd do, right? 8-14, you know, presence in the paint. What did you think?
I think it's perfectly fine. And if I get that from Steven Adams, you know, and maybe there'll be nights, there will be nights, obviously, where he's got more than 8. You know, he's 14, 15, whatever. But if I'm getting that from a rebounding standpoint and giving up shots for other guys, because that's what it had to be. You're not a team that can, you know, for the next few years, have a guy in the middle sucking up as many shots as Jonas was.
Yep.
And that's the difference. You see, Steven Adams took 7 shots. That's where I want him. I don't have to run anything for him. That allows Ja Morant to take 29, Jaren Jackson to get 12. Oh, by the way, you got to have some from Dylan Brooks when he gets back. And so for me, it's he did his job. You're not looking for big offense from that center position anymore. You want it from Jaren to increase there.
Yep.
It's more opportunities for Ja. I'm fine. I thought Steven Adams did his job. You know, defensively, again, he's going up against a young front line last night, and they're getting all they want. There'll be better nights for him on that side, but no, I think you got what you're asking, what you wanted from Steven Adams. It's really, it's kind of less
right.
in terms of offensively,
yep.
but that's good because you want to empower these young guys. You're trying to develop them. They need the opportunity.
Well, and you saw the immediate
impact. You don't need
impact.
To be trying to keep somebody happy offensively, throwing it inside, other than Jaren.
Right.
I mean, you got to develop that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that needs
to start, though. That last night, I didn't feel like there was a big, you know, any kind of big push to get him established in there. To develop that part of his game.
Right.
So now some of that's on him. He's got to get comfortable.
Agreed.
Ask for it down there. Get established. But like that's what I want to see more of this year, as opposed to Jaren just kind of staying with what he does and drifting and being a stretch four, basically.
Yeah. Like well, nobody's saying just totally forego that part of your game.
No, it makes your game stronger when it's a part of your game.
But when it's the only thing you're doing and it's not going in.
Got to get more comfortable back to the basket. That's just not his thing. And it may never be his thing where it's like a strength, it's an all-star level skill, but he's got to get more comfortable in that boat. He has to at 7 feet. That's just in the way this team is built. So hope that will come with more opportunities. There weren't a ton of them. Last night, like we said, 8 of your 12 shots are from 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see more of that as we go along here. They had a big front line, though, last night. Hopefully there'll be nights where Jaren can dominate in there. He had 29 in one of the preseason games. He's capable.
But, he is.
Hopefully all the stars don't have to align for us to see it.
Yep. Anyway, we'll talk to Brevin about that very thing. Like what we got to do to get Jaren to do what he did at the end of the preseason. Yeah. Like what's that got to look like? We'll get into all of that with Brevin. Get his thoughts on Ja and more when we get back. Stick around, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Brevin Knight, we call him here on the show Mr. Keep It Real. He's an analyst for the Memphis Grizzlies on Bally Sports. Grizzlies kick off the season with a dub last night. Ja Morant, another amazing debut for him. Brevin joins us now. Mr. Keep It Real, what's good?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, everything is good on this end, man, especially when Ja Morant comes out like that. Look, you have two choices, right? You can come out a little bit like the Brooklyn Nets and just say it's an 82-game season and, we'll try again tomorrow. Or you can come out like Ja did last night. What is it about him that makes him so good, especially in these openers? He loves setting the tone.
Well, the list is long of why he's good. I mean, there's a number of things, but I think the first and foremost is the competitive nature that he has. And if you remember, he was not a heralded player, even though within his circle, everybody knew how good he can be and what he did. But in terms of the masses, and nobody was expecting much from him. So he played with that chip to try to show, number one, that what his skill set is and that he belonged in any and every conversation with good players. And then once he got to the league, is no different. He still wants to show that, and he said that he feels as though he's a top 5 point guard in the league. And last night didn't show anything different. So I think the one thing that's, if you want to kind of put a bow on it or encompass everything, the skills of what he has, but I think it's the competitive nature that he has, the chip that he has on his shoulder, is what pushes him on a daily basis.
Now, we know that when Dylan gets back, you know, Ja won't have as much of the scoring load on him as he did last night. But if he continues, Brevin, to play, if it looks like this on most nights, maybe it's not 37, but it's aggressive Ja. He's using that mid-range game, you know, not scared to take the three. Are we looking at an all-star season, even in a packed West where you got a ton of guards that are all-stars? I mean, will they be able to deny him if he continues to play like he did last night?
You would think that you could not deny him with what he did last night. If he was to continue the way he played from the playing game to the playoffs,
yep,
through what he has done through the preseason and game one, then there's no doubt that he should be an all-star. I mean, he's the game and what he is doing at this point. He is I've told a lot of people at this point he's must-watch TV. Mm-hmm. But he still does it with a team-winning mentality. And so I think that's what makes him a little bit different than the other guys that you call scorers in our game, is that he can score, but he also facilitates. He's also sets the offense, sets the tone for this team. So I think if at the level that he is playing right now, if he can continue, yep, this level, definitely should be an all-star.
What else did you like? I mean, getting the win, obviously, Ja was spectacular. But in terms of the good that stood out last night, what was there at the top of the list for you?
Steven Adams,
okay,
was huge for me. And he was big for me. He and Desmond Bane. But I thought Steven Adams was big because the one thing that enabled the Grizzlies to have success last year was second chance points, offensive rebounding. And that's what Valanciunas was excellent at. And so to see Steven go out and get 6 offensive rebounds, but had his hands on countless other ones that he didn't come up with, this team will need to be able to have more possessions than opponents on a nightly basis. Then the other thing for him was the facilitating from the top of the key or the elbow areas. The passes that he was making last night were phenomenal. They were on point, leading his guys towards the basket. They didn't have to fumble with it. It wasn't a roll pass. It wasn't too high. It was at the right height of catch it up, pick it up, and lay it in. And then for Desmond Bane, defensively, he's going to continue to be good and relied upon. But on the offensive end, to score to 22 and only have 2 made threes,
yeah,
that was encouraging, because I think playing with the basketball was big for him in summer league and also in the preseason. But just the level of comfort that he has playing in that starting lineup is going to pay dividends, because he had shot opportunities and he created his own shot opportunities while being out there with that starting unit. So to see his level of comfortability being in that starting lineup was good.
You know, it wasn't a negative. It wasn't like it didn't take away. But, you know, there are a lot of eyes on Jaren. You know, he gets the new contract, and he's got a full off season of health. And, you know, this is a year where he has a lot of expectations, both just in terms of his availability and then what he does in those minutes. Last night wasn't his best night, 13-6, struggled from the field. And in terms of maximizing his effectiveness, you know, is it what it looked like last night? Is that what it has to continue to be? Does there need to be, you know, some mix? Like, I guess just what's your sort of blueprint for how you get the absolute most out of Jaren's 31 minutes?
Well, the number one thing is we won't play against a front line of 3 7-footers.
Yep.
That's first and foremost.
True.
And last night was a situation in that he didn't have the length advantage that he usually has over his opponent. Being defended by Mobley just as long, defended by Jared Allen just as long, Markkanen never defended them. But they had enough size that it made it a little bit more difficult for him, especially off the dribble, to create a shot. The other thing was, he still hasn't really played a lot of meaningful basketball in the last 2 seasons. So to have to get his regular season leg underneath him, and this team still is going to have to figure out, the preseason is one thing. You can get what you want because it's mix and match lineups. Nobody really does a lot of scouting of the other team. But when you get to the regular season now, there's full-on scouting. You're playing against regulars, not guys that may be in a lineup and maybe not. So he has to just find his rhythm playing against those guys, but also the team playing with him in normal situations. I don't worry about Jaren at all. And the one thing I would say is that I don't feel as though he has to live up to the contract. The money that guys make today is where the game is. If you have a guy that is a potential cornerstone for you, he's going to make over $20 million. That's just what the numbers are. And so he will. The contract that he got is going to be a great contract for this team. It's going to be good for him. It's going to be good for the team. And I think as the season goes along, we'll see the Jaren Jackson Jr. that we saw in the last couple of preseason games more than what we saw in this game one.
How much does not having Dylan Brooks affect what you're trying to do and your effectiveness defensively? Because it sure seemed like, you know, missing that force and a guy who says, look, you know, I want to shut him down. That's as important to me as going out here and hitting, you know, three threes, four threes, whatever it is. That's a priority for me. It felt like he was desperately missed on that end last night, Brevin. What did you think?
Yeah, he was missed on the defensive end. What we really missed with him and something that they tried to address with drafting Zaire, with the trade for Jarrett Culver, was the team needed more size at the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were undersized when you start. You can get away with it some games when you're going to play Desmond Bain, Ja, and De'Anthony Melton. Yeah, I think you can, most games you can get away.
Right.
But there are going to be those times where you need a bigger wing defender, a bigger wing guard. That's what Dylan gives this team. And so when he comes back, it's not just the defense that miss. He also is a guy that can create his own shot on the offensive end, because when this team goes and has the offensive lows, which every team, everybody goes through it within the game, you need guys that can get you out of it quickly and guys that can do it by themselves at times. And Dylan is that type of player. So sorely missed on the defensive side because of his size and just
yeah,
who he is as a defender, but also on the offensive side. And it was a great offensive night. We put up 132. But he offensively can also still help this team not have to worry about those offensive lows.
We are, of course, talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the show. Catch him on Bally Sports during Grizzlies broadcast. He's on there breaking it down. One of the best in the business, as always. Look, in terms of, you know, Ja, it's interesting. We were talking about this earlier. You know, when the Grizzlies wound up with number two, everybody was ecstatic because that was sort of just considered such a, you know, either guy you end up with, Zion or Ja, you're going to be fine. Your franchise is going to be fine. But it almost feels like, based on the way Zion's career has gone, he wasn't out there last night. The Pelicans get routed at home. Meanwhile, in contrast, Ja Morant's getting MVP chance inside FedEx Forum. Like, it almost feels like the Grizzlies won the lottery, even though they didn't win the lottery.
But to me, they did win the lottery, and it's something that I talked about, was that this picking number two was big for the Grizzlies, because if they were number one,
that's right,
the overwhelming pressure from society and what everyone else said was that we would have had to take Zion. But if you looked at the makeup of our team, he wasn't the best player for our team. Ja Morant was the best player. This team needed a point guard. They needed a leader. You already had your power forward that you thought was going to be the guy to take you further and move as you move forward in the
right
years to come. To now add the pressure of now saying, so can Zion and Jaren play together, or do they play opposite? Is now Zion the really the guy? I thought it would create friction. But yeah, there's another guy out there who was perfect for this team. Exactly what they needed. They needed the personality. They needed the athleticism. They needed the excitement. They needed his creativity. And he lived up to the billing all the way through. So I thought once they luckily got to two, I mean, when it got down to who was going to be first, I was crossing my fingers that the Grizzlies stayed at number two. And just because I felt like Ja Morant was a better fit for this organization and where they were trying to now go to over if they would have taken Zion.
Well, on the subject of Zion, Brevin, you know, you're reading about, you know, the sort of rift almost between him and New Orleans. Like they didn't know about a certain procedure until, you know, the day or two before media day. And now, you know, there's reports that Zion Williamson is over 300 pounds, which, you know, that's a huge concern in terms of durability and his ability on the court. What do you sort of see as the future for Zion in New Orleans?
I think it's one in which they have to figure out what the rest of the pieces around him look like. What style of basketball are you going to try to play? And then from there, I think that's your blueprint. And then you go out and execute whatever that blueprint is. At this point, they're kind of jumping all over. You had a coach, then they said, we're going to go with Van Gundy. Well, does Van Gundy fit all the players that you really have? He's a defensive-minded veteran coach. You got a bunch of young guys that want to get up and down the floor, create highlight plays. Just didn't think that was a good match. So I think they have to do a better job within their front office, within the guys that they have, whatever that plan is. And then you got to try to work the plan. You can't go every year. It can't be a new plan. It can't be a new way that we're going to play. You have to figure out what your style is going to be, who's going to be the person that can hold people accountable, and then figure out and play. So if they can't do that, then we'll be looking at him playing for another team as he moves forward. But he's going to have to physically make sure that he takes care of himself, because the thing is the big term, and if you're a down south person, is you just country strong. It's nothing that you've done. It's the way that you eat, the way you're brought up, and I kind of liken it to Raymond Felton. Never used to get in the weight room a lot, but was one of the strongest people that I ever played against. And South Carolina kid from down south, it was just how he was. And I think Zion's the same way. That's just the physical makeup of his body. But he's going to have to just tailor it so that he can play a long season, don't want to continue to have too much pounding on his joints. But they just have to have a better plan and how to execute their plan of action.
Brevin, if right after we got done with this hit, Ben Simmons called you and he said, "Mr. Keep It Real, I need some advice. I need to know what I need to do at this point. It's an absolute mess. But I need to be out of here because they hurt my feelings, Mr. Keep It Real. They hurt me last year when they talked. What should I do, Brevin? What can I do at this point?"
First and foremost, you should have never went back to Philly. You should have never gone back to Philadelphia, because at the end of the day, the Philadelphia situation is dead. Between the relationship between how the organization treated, how he played, the comments that were made, how they shopped him, all of that did not make for a situation where we can come back and kumbaya, let's go out play and do the best. The other thing that there was, no way in the world he can play in front of Philadelphia 76ers fans as the home player. Mm-hmm. He will get booed every time he touches the ball. And I don't know if he is strong enough to be able to take that on a nightly basis, that type of hounding from your own home fans, because it's going to happen.
Yep.
And so I would tell him at this point, if you go back to Philadelphia, if you're going to go back, then – you can't allow the 76ers to control the narrative by kicking you out of practice, suspending you. You can't allow that to happen, because now all of the weight is on their side now. At least before, you had enough people saying, man, the 76ers handle that bad. I see why he's not going back. They need to trade him. But now you allow everybody to take the side of the 76ers. So the one thing I would say is go to practice hard. Do all of your individual work. When it's time to play the game the right way. Do all of those little things, because if you were the business side of this was, you should have stayed home.
Yep.
Once you gave up that power and you showed up, now I got to show up and perform. And it's going to be extremely hard. And I thought with the comments that were made, with what he said, not going back, that there was no way in hell he could ever play for the 76ers again. And I still feel that way.
Oh, I think you're right.
What did you make of the Lakers in their first look with – I mean, everybody was out there. I mean, I know they had some guys banged up, whatever. But, you know, the big three of LeBron, AD, and Russ, they were all out there, and it did not equate to a victory. What did you think?
I thought, when was Russell Westbrook, like, really effective? He was effective when he was in Oklahoma City, and they gave him the basketball, and he just ran breakneck speed. Mm-hmm. Shot the shots he needed to take. That's when he was good. When he went to Houston, mm-hmm. was he good in Houston?
Yeah.
As the other guy?
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
So why it's no different now going to L.A.? You're the other person because the point guard is LeBron James. I don't care what happens. He's going to get the basketball. So now you have a guy who really his sense of worth is the pace that he plays at, putting pressure on the front of the rim. Now he's just a standstill jump shooter. Can't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not his strength. So in some way they're going to have to figure out how can they play off of one another, away from each other. Also, it's fine. You want to start them, then you take one of them out early. And then you put the other one back in later in the first quarter when the other one comes out so that he can be a dominant ball handler at some point. He's not a off-the-ball basketball player. He becomes very average when he's off the ball. But when he has the ball in his hands and can go 94 feet, he's very hard to stop. And so they're going to have to figure out how can we create more opportunities for Russell Westbrook to have the ball in his hand. Does that mean coming off the bench? As I said, does that just mean the substitution pattern, one in which he has that time on the floor without him. But it's the type of situation that for that team is going to take time. And at the end of the day, they are built for the playoffs. That's what they put this team together for. But they would like to have a good position as they get there because last year, being at the bottom of the West, it's not going to work right. If they're going to just be at the bottom of the West and think that they'll just play their way through as they get there. So they're going to have to figure it out quickly. How can they win games while they're figuring it out? But I think they're going to have to. There's going to have to be a time where Russell Westbrook is not on the floor with LeBron James to maximize his skill.
Yep, I agree totally. BK, man, we appreciate
Thank
the time
you for your
as
time,
always,
brother.
Man. Thank you.
Great, man. Good talking to y'all. Enjoy. Have a good day, and then enjoy this nice weather.
Yes, sir. You got you it, too. Man. He is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real. No, he was out there on the links today. He was certainly enjoying the weather here.
It has been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Just high level, man.
You don't get much of this. Going to have to turn the heat on soon.
No doubt, brother. No doubt.
Can't just have like 3 or 4 weeks where we don't have to turn the AC or the heat on in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get much
I like that.
It only lasts for about 2 weeks.
Yep. It's a fling, man. Just a fling. Nothing serious, not committed, just a fling. Anyway, we'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Thursday, celebrating Grizzly starting season 1-0 and John Morant stamping his all-star campaign in the dark. We'll come back. Jason and John, how are you trying to fit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm ESPN. Okay, so we ended the show yesterday. Keep a good thing going when you got a good thing going. We ended the show yesterday with a little Patty Parlay, a little sprinkly sprinkle. And we have a couple things tonight that I'm interested in. We have Browns-Broncos on Thursday Night Football.
Is that the Browns or a team that says they're the Browns?
That's right.
They got everybody out.
That is an expansion team.
Is Odell even playing?
Questionable.
I think he's banged up.
Yeah. Man. He ain't the same anyway. That man's prime lasted 2 games.
Baker just don't know how to use it.
Like, what happened to Odell Beckham? We just don't talk about it. That man was, like, on top of the world for 2 games. And then he just, I don't know. I don't know what happened. It just fell off very quickly. Browns-Broncos, I, like everybody else, right, like it just is the popular pick. But, you know, I have to take the Broncos on a short week here, getting killed by the Raiders at home against a team of invalids right now. I mean, they're decimated, the Browns are, by injury. They're rolling out Case Keenum and D'Ernest Johnson. That's a must-win game for the Broncos.
He's 7-17 since 2000, the starter, Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Since leading the Vikings to the NFC Championship.
Look, we're not ever betting on Case Keenum, okay? It's just not happening. But we're going to parlay that. We're not playing that as a straight bet. We're going to parlay that, and we're going to take the Atlanta Hawks, the ATL Hawks, on the money line.
Hawks?
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
We're going to Atlanta, and we're going to take the Hawks on the money line against the Dallas Mavericks. You know, Tim Hardaway Jr. as the second guy, I ain't buying it. Luka's going to go off because Luka always goes off. But I like the Hawks' roster construction a little bit better. You know, it's your home opener. It's your season opener. I think they start things off on the right foot. So we're going to parlay that. Is it a great, you know, it's not great juice, but it is plus money. Broncos plus, and then you got your Hawks money line. That's what I'll be playing tonight, Jason. So,
sounds good to me, brother.
Taylor fade, just don't hate. That's just kind of the way I live my life. Taylor fade, just don't hate. Hey, thanks to Brevin Knight for joining us on the show today. Always enjoy rapping with him. And thanks to Brian Scalabrine for hopping on the show like he always does on Thursdays. Gino and Jeffrey are up next. I believe you will be making an appearance, correct?
Correct.
Jason will be on there. So if you haven't gotten your Jason Smith fix today, we'll have
more
for you.
Come on, get some
more at 3:30. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.